بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. رواه البخاري. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، respected listeners, as we know, the holiday season is upon us, and this is a time where many of us will be free from their normal duties. So those who are going to school, college, universities, they will have holidays from their schools, from their colleges, from their universities. Many of the individuals who normally go to work in this time will be at home or will have some free time. And time is so valuable. To understand the value of time, we see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by the time, where he says, wal asr, by the time. The ulama have mentioned that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on something, then this indicates the value and the importance of that thing. So in many places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oaths of many different things. Over here in Surah Al Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath with regards to time, where he says, wal asr, and by time, which already shows us the importance of time. In another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, again to show the importance of time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ni'matani maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, that there are two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that many people are deceived regarding them. Many people don't realize the true value of them. Many people don't take full advantage of them. What are those two favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As-sihhat wal-faragh. Number one is good health. That insan doesn't realize how valuable good health is until that good health goes away. Health is something which money can't buy. You know, a person can be a millionaire, a billionaire, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to take his health away and makes him bedridden and he becomes fully dependent, then he might have the money to purchase all of the technology available in the world, but he will never truly regain that freedom and that health. So all of his money cannot purchase his health. And this is the value of the blessing of health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. How many times have we seen that a person is completely, you know, normal with regards to his health, walking and talking, and then suddenly something happens and they are diagnosed with a terminal illness, and their downfall begins within a short period of 1 or 2 months, they pass away. So this is the first blessing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that many people don't take full advantage of, don't realize the value of this blessing. And the second blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about is the blessing of faragh, the blessing of freedom, the blessing of free time. That a person doesn't realize the true value of time. When he has some free time, then that time is normally wasted. The time is normally wasted in futile things, in futile activity, in things which do not benefit a person in this world and in the akhirah. And even worse than that is many times this free time is spent in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is then spent in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a grave sin. It's something that we need to think about. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which again shows us the value of time, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the believers who enter Jannah, the believers who enter Jannah, meaning they have already succeeded, and they have already entered Jannah, and they will not regret anything except for that time spent in the world, which was empty of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have already gone into Jannah, but in Jannah, their only regret will be that time spent in the world, which was empty of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, this shows us the value of time, the value of spending, and the importance of spending time in the correct way and the correct manner. And if we look further into the lives of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, then we find that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدَمِي عَلَى يَوْمٍ غَرَبَتْ شَمْسُهُ نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزْدَدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. He says that I do not regret anything except that day in which the sun sets and my life decreases, but my a'mal do not increase. He used to say, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say that I only regret that day in which the sun sets and my life decreases, but my a'mal does not increase. My book of deeds do not increase. Because they understood the true value of a'mal. You know, some of us would say, that the day in which my wealth does not increase, I regret that day. But the Sahaba did not look at that. The Sahaba, they looked at what? They looked at the Akhirah, the ultimate goal. That any day in which my A'mal does not increase, then that day I regret. Now imagine a day in which our A'mal go downhill, where the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. Hassan Basri rahimahullah, the famous tabi'i, he says, regarding the Sahaba, he says, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَوْقَاتِهِمْ أَشَدَّ حِرْصًا مِّنْكُمْ عَلَىٰ دَرَاهِمِكُمْ وَدَنَانِيرِكُمْ. He says that I was fortunate enough to meet people who were more inclined and greedy for their time than you are for your dirhams and your dinars, your silver coins and your gold coins, meaning your wealth. Meaning they valued time so much that if they lost few dirhams here and there, then they would be fine with that. But if they lost time and their time was wasted, then this would be a cause of deep regret for them. So these were the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, who are our role models. Now the question is that we have the holidays coming up. Then how are we going to make the most of this free time that we will have? First and foremost, we have to ensure that the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take place in these days. Just like every other day, in these days as well, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not take place. That's the first thing. And then the ulama have mentioned that we have to make a firm intention. We have to plan. We have to make a timetable. You know, we have to have goals. How are we going to make the most of these holidays if we have goals in place? Individual goals and family goals as well. Maybe I'm going to, you know, strengthen my relationship with the Quran. I'm going to have so much free time that I'm going to spend more time in the masjid. I'm going to spend more time in nawafil. I'm going to spend more time in making qada of the salah that I have on my head. As a family, why don't we sit down and do a ta'aleem every day or every night? Maybe a ta'aleem of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that in these 2 weeks, me and my family, we are going to sit down and we are going to complete the reading of the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, normally our family planning and our family events, unfortunately, are based around the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That on so-and-so night, we will go and watch so-and-so movie. Yeah. Or we will have so-and-so gathering. And some form of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. Why don't we make an intention, a firm intention, that we want to build a family and we want to build a home in which the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place. And when the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, then the barakah and the blessings will come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make some goals. For our youngsters, one of the best ways, and this has been mentioned many, many times, to safeguard our time in our holidays is to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, the jamaats are going out on the 24th of December, on the 25th, 26th of December as well. And there is still time. If you have made an intention, or if we, you know, are 50-50 about it, then this will be the best way to spend that time. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions regarding the 7 individuals who will be given shade on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the individuals mentioned in the hadith is Shabun Nasha'a fi ibadatillah, is that youngster who spends his youth, his free time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the service of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a golden opportunity. And in this way we will safeguard ourselves as well. Like I mentioned in the beginning, that the most important thing is that our holidays are not filled with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are some of the things that we can think about. And then of course, limiting our time on social media and on the devices and everything which can potentially lead to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to spend our time wisely in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the suffering that is taking place around the world, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine. You know, the genocide is not over. It's still continuing. Just because the coverage is less now than before, it does not mean that we forget our brothers and sisters. We can see how cold it is outside and how difficult the circumstances are for the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So another thing that we can do is be charitable in this month, make dua for our brothers and sisters around the world, and also spend, instead of spending money in futile things, in things that we do not need, we can spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help our brothers and sisters around the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. If the brothers can stand up from the first saf to the last saf and just complete the sufuf, fill in the gaps, so when the time for khutbah comes, it's easier for everyone. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم أكبر
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü en la ilahe illallah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Eşhedü enne Muhammeden Resulullah. Hayye alas-salam. Hayye alas-salam. Hayye alal-falah. Hayye alal-falah. Allahu ekber, Allahu ekber. La ilahe illallah.
Innal hamdalillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ta'ziman li sha'nihi. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، عباد الله، قد اهتم الإسلام بالوقت وبيّن أهميته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الصحيح: نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس، الصحة والفراغ. فالخاسر وقته مغبون كالذي يبيع سلعته بأقل مما تستحق أو يشتريها بأكثر مما تستحق. وليس يتحسر أهل الجنة على شيء إلا على ساعة مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله عز وجل فيها. ومن أول ما يسأل عنه العبد يوم القيامة الوقت: لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفناه، وعن علمه فيما فعل، وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه، وعن جسمه فيما أبلاه. رواه الترمذي في سننه بإسناد صحيح. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس: شبابك قبل هرمك، وصحتك قبل سقمك، وغناك قبل فقرك، وفراغك قبل شغلك، وحياتك قبل موتك. رواه الحاكم. وقال ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه: ما ندمت على شيء ندمي على يوم غربت شمسه نقص فيه أجلي ولم يزدد فيه عمري. ويقول ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما كما عند البخاري في صحيحه: إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح، وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء، وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. وكان الحسن البصري رحمه الله يقول عن حال السلف: أدركت أقواماً كانوا على أوقاتهم أشد حرصاً منكم على دراهمكم ودناليركم. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على من أمرتم بالصلاة والصلاة عليه، بالصلاة والسلام عليه. قال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين، اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم أنزل عليهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله أعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows, ensure all the gaps have been covered, and if there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill in the stuff in front of you as soon as possible. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله